Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Juan Bonilla. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The left fielder, Juan Benitez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Traber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting eighth. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ken Dixon. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Dixon, and towards Bonilla, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball four. Hall moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Butler moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Murray moves to second. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traver strikes out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey strikes out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby who is chasing the ball. Bernazard reaches third base with a triple. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Carter moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a line drive into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutierrez moves to third. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-1 in the game. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutierrez scores. Lacy moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-for-1 in the game. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Traber for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Allenson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Allenson. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Dixon covering, for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Tabler moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Rich Borde now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Butler steals second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lacey hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allenson moves to second. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a line drive into left field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Benitez hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-for-2 in the game. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a line drive into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a line drive into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Fred Lynn pinch hits for John Shelby. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Juan Bonilla. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. Two outs. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lacey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Benitez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing left field. Juan Benitez now playing third base. Fred Lynn now playing center field. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Oss now pitching. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allenson bunts towards third. Benitez fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to second. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Jacoby scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Wills now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-for-3 in the game. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Hall reaches second base with a double. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Mel Hall. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Benitez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Nixon steals third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Brad Havens now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Havens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom O'Malley pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to second. Brian Olker's now pitching. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Sheets moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Camacho now pitching. John Stefaro pinch hits for Lee Lacy. John Stefaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.